North Carolina regulators this week approved Duke Energy's latest 15-year energy plan as, quote, adequate, but they also ordered the company next year to show why it still makes economic sense to keep old coal plants open and how it will help meet state goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Every year, North Carolina's utilities must update their integrated resource plans, which forecast growth in energy demand and how they'll meet it. The latest plans approved this week for Duke Energy's two North Carolina units call for more cleaner-burning gas-fired power plants and more solar energy through 2033. But environmental groups think Duke isn't retiring coal plants fast enough to take advantage of falling costs for newer technologies like solar farms and battery storage. Dave Rogers is regional director of the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign.
We're reasonably confident a significant number of the coal plants in North Carolina are uneconomic, meaning that Duke's customers are paying more for energy from those coal plants than they would if Duke just retired those coal plants and replaced it with clean sources like solar power.
Duke has retired 9 coal plants in the Carolinas in recent years, but still has 7, including the Allen Steam Station west of Charlotte. Rogers says it costs $67 to produce a megawatt hour at Allen, enough to power a typical house for a month.
In Duke's most recent competitive bidding process, the average bid for new solar installations were around $37 or $38. So that's a pretty significant cost savings.
The North Carolina Attorney General's office joined the critics, arguing that Duke's plans for more natural gas plants are not justified and fail to consider economic and environmental risks. The North Carolina Utilities Commission took many of those arguments to heart. It approved Duke's latest plans as adequate, but for the first time, regulators asked the company to present models for early retirement of coal plants and adoption of more renewables. That's in part to help North Carolina meet Governor Roy Cooper's goal of slashing carbon emissions by 2030. Duke's Meredith Archie says the company will do so.
We've significantly reduced our carbon emissions in recent years by retiring coal and adding more renewables and cleaner natural gas. And the commission also wants us to evaluate the accelerated depreciation of our coal plants, which we are doing.
Duke's next full integrated resource plan is due in September 2020. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.